From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. In a resignation letter, Flynn said he had inadvertently briefed then-Vice President-elect Mike Pence and others with incomplete information regarding his phone calls with the Russian ambassador to the United States. Here's Vice President Pence.
I can confirm, having spoken to him about it, is that those conversations that happened to occur around the time that the United States took action to expel diplomats had nothing whatsoever to do with those sanctions.
Reports in the Washington Post and New York Times last Friday said Flynn had discussed with the ambassador the sanctions placed on Russia by the Obama administration, despite denials from the Trump administration that the talks dealt with that subject. President Trump has named General Keith Kellogg as acting National Security Advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels ahead of the two-day meetings that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of allocating 2% for the defense unit. Since taking office, Trump has expressed his support for NATO and calls with Stoltenberg while underlining the importance of member countries paying their fair share. President Trump's executive order banning travel from seven Muslim-majority countries is facing another legal challenge in federal court. A judge in the state of Virginia has issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state. This is VOA News. President Trump appears to be moving a step closer on this Tuesday to filling his cabinet. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on Mr. Trump's nomination of former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. On Monday, the Senate confirmed Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary, former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin. And with the Republicans lining up in support of Mnuchin and Democrats in the opposition. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threaten further significant measures.
We're handing out pillows and blankets, our main thing, but as you can see behind us, we all...
That apparently is not the folks speaking about the Security Council. Now, I apologize. We'll have that in our next newscast. President Trump called on North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs a big, big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. The half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reported to have been assassinated. A Malaysian police chief says Kim Jong-nam complained of sickness while boarding, just before boarding a plane, that is, for Macau.
He complained that he's not well, he's sick, complained to the officials at the airport. So the officials there took him to the clinic at the airport. There's a clinic there, so we took him to the clinic, and the doctor at the clinic referred him to the hospital nearby. So upon arrival at the hospital, the doctor found that he is already dead. Probably on the way to the hospital, the person died.
South Korea's Yonhap News Service reported that a South Korean government official said that Kim Jong-nam was killed by two unidentified female agents who used poison needles at Kuala Lumpur's International Airport. An investigation into the circumstances of his death is continuing. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president as an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. The U.S. says Tariq Madah controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country over a period of years. Investigators are not commenting on whether other high-ranking Venezuelan government officials are involved. For more news, as always, we'd like to invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.